episode 52.
Yeah.
Boom, baby.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 152.
Hey, Chris.
If you're wondering what Cal's age was...
He's 152?
He's... I know he's close to that. Yeah. Yeah, he's 152. He's 150.
Yeah. Christopher's method acting again. Being sick.
Vomiting in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was taking too long, so we're just like, we gotta record without him, and
yeah.
So Chris, when you listen to this, just know that we're here for you, buddy.
You need paper towels.
Talk to your wife.
I'm out, but
So we left off with you guys talking to the butler about the plans to enter the castle.
Mm-hmm.
You guys came up with a decent plan to disguise yourself maybe as old royalty of Atlantisork, as Gresk family members coming up to seek an audience with the three brothers.
Yeah, wonderful change of heart from Dutch about keeping quiet.
Wonderful change of attitude from Zediac from being a man for once and growing some hair on his chest and taking charge. And
the reason why he can't grow hair on his chest is because he lost his hair because of the pact. It has nothing to do with being a man or not.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what is he, don't Saitama?
It's the same everywhere.
Don't be bald shaming. Okay, I mean, man.
You want to know why he doesn't have eyebrows?
Reason. It's like that's a naked, like a naked,
he doesn't have eyebrows?
Like a naked mole.
One of those.
That's the reason why, but it just happens so coincidentally as well. If we didn't make a pact, there'd be nothing there.
So you guys finish up with your breakfast.
Spit it a string.
Oh my god! Let me segue.
I'm gonna spit it a string.
Like, dude, it's not
wrong. Oh, I'm enjoying that. We need to keep this going. I'm liking that your character hates me and.
Oh, I don't hate you. He doesn't hate you.
He thinks Zediac has no balls.
Zediac, on the other hand.
You know. Dirk?
He attacked him several times. And
yeah, we've really skated by that issue, by the way.
Could have said something, but decided to use daggers and swords and...
Magic.
Magic.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Maury. Yes, another episode of Maury. So,
if I say Johnny is not the father... Do I have to roll deception or persuasion?
Oh, gosh. Johnny's going to be the show host.
Jeez.
Cal's a bouncer.
Sure.
All right, just sit down there. We don't want any trouble.
That was a good impression of Cal. Man, if Isaiah ever ditches us, we know who's playing Cal.
Uh-oh.
My name's Zodiac.
That's actually pretty good.
Wow, Derek.
Wow.
You're really rolling for the cast of Zodiac.
To be fair, any of us can do Garg.
I'm Garg.
Hey, you just leave your mouth open and talk.
And then throw the dice across the table.
I really hope Christopher listens to this. I'm gonna get a message.
I feel like
he's Chris, the guy, text us when you see us.
I feel like he's the guy you buy Anakin Skywalker from. Oh man, you know, if you don't show up, you get ripped into. That's the rule.
Yeah.
They let me record at my house.
Yep. And it's Derek's rolls here, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, Chris.
Pick on Christopher or Justin's characters. I mean, that's cool too.
Yep.
I mean,
would it be his NPCs or
they'll chill together. Anyway.
You guys wrapping up your meeting as the ship starts to shake.
Shimmy.
The staff kind of runs towards the windows to look outside and see what it is, and you notice that the butler looks a little nervous.
You look a little nervous there.
Yeah. So this doesn't always happen, but it looks like we're going to be boarded.
Like, with planks?
No. If you... look out the window, they're gonna board.
Dutch is gonna just go up on the deck. Just go on it. Just gonna send it. Just
go straight up.
Go straight up to the deck.
Up into the balloon?
No, like the deck.
The top deck.
The top where you could see the open area.
On top of the balloon?
No, the deck.
Wait, when you said airship, are we thinking
airship as in like...
Like a Zeppelin, like an enclosed cabin?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I'm thinking of an airship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a boat. That flies.
That's what I was picturing.
We're talking about a Zeppelin.
Yes.
A Zeppelin.
Wow. That's so different. I was the only one on the same page as Ian.
I was picturing like fantasy. It's a boat with like fantasy wings or balloons or
something. That's what you flew in on.
Avatar. Into the bears.
I was picturing just like a really big version of that.
Oh, okay.
Of guns.
Yeah, yeah. No.
There's a word for that. It's called a Zeppelin.
Yep.
I still am not convinced from what I've seen that there's actually guns on this. I think we've been lied to because none of us have checked and see if there's actually guns on this thing.
I know there's guns.
Well, yours don't count.
I know there's guns.
Little pea shooters. I mean, real guns.
Little pea shooters? Want me shooting in the face, little pea shooter?
So you guys are arguing as the butler starts sweating even more. Like,
calm down, we got this. We've done this plenty of times. What we need is the women and men who cannot fight to exit this room immediately.
I think that
I'm gonna start we walking could out.
Probably not fight
then
on my ship.
I did not say we're gonna fight. I just say who can't fight need to leave. I don't want anyone...
If we leave,
Johnny would go open the door.
Johnny, are we going to do the Grask thing now, or
the generals are boarding our ship? They will be
okay. Now on the ship generals, you're making it seem like they're sky pirates.
They are fire giants, flying flaming horses.
All right, well, maybe you should get your story correct.
Well, if you stopped arguing and looked out the window, sir, you would see.
Maybe if someone would say what they see for once instead of just ogling outside. Looking at a fluff of cloud.
I see some fire giants.
Thank you, Cal. Finally, someone who has some decency to give someone details.
So I think the grass thing is going to have to go now.
You see
we're just gonna have
two fire giants flying on...
Fire horses?
Fire horses.
Gigantic fire horses.
Followed by
giant nightmares.
Four other... Fire horses. Maybe. Unoccupied.
Are they like giant nightmares?
Uh-oh.
That's pretty metal.
So then Johnny's going to rub his hands together and he's going to point at Cal and say, "You're going to look like Lord Gresk's son." And he's going to point at Dutch and, "You're going to look like Lady Gresk." He's going to point at Zediak and,
"You want to try that one again?
Don't worry, you still got it."
Because I will make sure to not agree upon this plan and ruin it for you all.
All right, fine. You look like Lady Gresk, Zediak, and you look like Lord Gresk's younger brother.
Do you guys want to do the talking?
I'll handle this. You look like my younger brother, and I look like Lord Gresk. Poof.
They're boarding the cargo area. You guys got your...
Oh, man, they're in my room.
You got your stuff together because they are going to be here soon. And he's just like trying to look normal. He takes a rag. He's like wiping his face. Everyone, act normal like we have guests. Please. Please.
I think we should all sit back down at the tables.
Okay,
I'm going to ask the butler, do you have any nicer food you could serve some royalty?
Yes. Cornelius, to the back, please.
Hey, Cal, can you give me...
Finest cakes on the way.
What is my role? Who am I?
We're going to need wine, too.
You're the mute, simple younger brother.
I guess you're that.
You hear just tons of clanking in the kitchen area. They're trying to find cutlery, like nice cutlery. They're like, they pulling the table and they're remaking it, putting out like silver dishes. Some of the food probably is cold, but they're just like
putting it out.
Sliced up hard-boiled eggs.
We have more than eggs.
Can I have some escargot?
Yeah, you won't need it.
We'll see if we have that. And they start whipping up the table, and he walks over to the... Yeah, you guys want to replace yourselves around the table?
Now, question. Are we going to be sounding like what you made us?
No.
Because this will be fun as the mute who cannot help you whittle this out. Miss Grisk.
Well, you see, my wife, she's a mute.
A fetish, if you will.
It's more like, you see, my wife doesn't speak in the company of men as a lady.
I just kind of finger pistols.
Just kinda, as neither would.
Two my little fingers.
Acting pistols.
As neither my child would speak in the presence of an adult. So, Mr. Dutch, this is going to be up to you and me. I'll bring out my royal person voice.
I was going to laugh. It just sounded like Cree.
Oh, my God.
Cree might be the fanciest person I know.
Cree and Adam.
Oh, yeah, talk like Adam.
Yeah. Gosh, that'd be awesome. What is Johnny's impression of Adam? Can you give us an Adam, just for a refresher?
I don't know about you, but I do believe Long Journey is the most valuable player on this team.
Oh, this is going to go great.
My name is Adam, and I am definitely not Adam von Alstark
Halal Chris the Eighth.
Yeah, I'm a Adam von Carlisle.
So as you guys are trying to get your stuff together at the table, you hear the doors. You see two fire giants enter the lobby as the butlers greet them as formally as possible. And what do we have the honor of seeing you generals out on patrol? We're heading up to the castle for our normal pickup, and we have some guests that request the audience of the three brothers. You haven't visited us in quite some time.
Yes, well, we are just doing our mandatory check, and who do we have the honor of visiting us in our fine castle?
Well, yes, I am Lord Kresk, and with me is my younger sibling and business associate, Mr. Kresk. Across from me here is Lady Kresk, and over there is my child, Timothy.
Why do you request the audience of the brothers?
Well, it has been brought to my attention that these brothers are in a certain sort of business in which I myself have found much profit, and I think an agreement between us would be mutually beneficial.
And he pulls the chair out and sits down on it and leans back and he goes... There's something a little interesting about what you're saying, Mr. Kresk. Because the stories say is that you left Baxington because you did not agree with our business.
Well, that was many years ago, and as it turns out, it is hard to live as one of my status should live without having to sully my hands with a little bit of business every so often. So, I have found over these years that, although I don't enjoy that line of work, that it has in fact brought me many, many riches, and I prefer riches over squalor.
Roll a performance check.
I'm good at that too, so...
Pretty good.
Hold on. Can I say something to help my own?
Sure.
As his business associate...
What my brother is trying to say is that, well, yes, that was the general public's advice and word of why we left. What we really tried to do was to go overseas to expand our business. I mean, yes, we could be neighbors and co-partners, if you will, hopefully, with the three brothers right next door, but we can get more exotic cargo across the way as well. So, it was easier to let the public think that. But in reality, I mean, are you going to let your product know your exact intentions?
Solid finish.
Hmm.
So what you're saying is you've been in contact with the Sunderland family?
Well, personally, I have not. That's been more of my brother. I'm more of a, numbers kind of man.
So you have the riches to have a audience with these brothers.
Well, I mean, we rented this whole airship just to come fly up and see them, did we not? As you can see, there are no other passengers to share this expense with, because we of the Gresk family do not travel with commoners.
Well, to be honest, Mr. Gresk...
Lord Gresk, if you must.
Lord Gresk, the reason why we are here on a routine checkup is because when we went down to the wastelands, our 2 points were not there. The normal cloud giants that hold the barracks were not to report. So we are just doing our due diligence and checking in.
I forgot the voice already. I believe that he's talking about those 2 giants that were so handsomely on guard with their job. They seemed fine with us. Are you...
As far as I can tell, the discipline of your men is not our concern. Now finish your routine check, if you would, and allow us to continue.
You're pushing it.
You have quite a tongue for a small man.
And you have quite the nerve to interrupt a lord. Lord Gresk, who I am.
What my brother is trying to say is you don't live in this world being nice. You have to stand to serve no matter what your size is, just like you fine men are.
And anyone who's sitting next to this general, you can feel the heat radiating off of him.
It's a good thing the illusion doesn't sweat.
Yeah. Well, roll a performance check.
Does it get advantage with my health?
How about you both roll an individual one?
Oh, I was hoping you'd get advantage because you're the bar.
25.
That would be better. Unless you get like a natural 20. Wish.
25, and I haven't even started doing magic yet.
I mean, you disguised all of us.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not even concentration, is it?
So we good.
We'll take yours.
Yeah, 25. Hopefully they don't start looking through our disguise, because that would be bad.
They just have true sight this whole time.
So, yeah, even with their straight up. He stands up and looks at you and it's kind of like a long pausing stare. And he looks over to Cal's character.
Cal's going to act just a little bit like just afraid. Just
it's all right, Timothy. It's all right, Timothy. These men. Sorry.
Just coughing the whole time.
This food is absolute the worst. It's giving that tickle in my throat. Please, Lord.
I'm sorry, you're right. Pardon my impatience, but this food has been trying my patience for the better part of the morning.
As you can see, this
Cornelius
is
like, I'm sorry, Lord. I will get in the
Your kitchen. Yell review will reflect this.
Timothy
He's like,
is
I'm
first.
Gonna get killed for that.
Timothy's first time with the business. We were hoping he would be able to observe quietly just to see maybe one day he can inherit our place.
You don't speak, boy?
Timothy looks at
children, much like women, don't speak in the presence of strange men. And I do not mean to call you strange, simply that you have not been privy to members of my family yet.
Well, then I will write down a head count of your family, and I will take it forward to the castle.
Well, then you should also note that we bring with us one offering of goodwill, a halfling, of some strength, as it turns out, though... Now that he has been disposed, very easy and manageable.
Interesting.
But it was more for of a offering to the three brothers. If you don't mind, we would like to present him ourselves. Just to, you know, obviously get on their good side. I'm sure your men know exactly how that feels.
And what was your performance check?
I thought our performance was both of us combined. I was trying to help him out.
Well, you guys are both performing on your own.
Uh-oh.
That wasn't my goal. My goal was to help him.
I know, but I asked you to roll a performance check for yourself.
11.
And the second giant in the back looks down at Cornelius and says,
"There's something off about this family. They are not holding their customs as many other guests have on this. And that one is in question."
He points towards Dutch in disguise. The now second general walks forward. And you can tell that it is a female.
As you get closer, oh,
you're a girl, Fire Giant.
You couldn't tell from afar.
Is she hot? Girl
dragon.
She's really hot.
I was mistaken for the baritone.
Not as confident as I would have imagined from a family so notable as the Gresk line.
Well, that's why my brother's more the face and I'm more the back.
I have asked my brother to assist me in matters of business because he carries a certain financial acumen that I have not been blessed with. However, I am the one who carries the title of Lord Gresk, and my brother has never been even considered. He is good with matters of finance and with inventory, which I can't usually be bothered with, but in our business relations, you shall deal with me, Lord Gresk, personally. Lord Gresk, who is me? I am him.
You're over.
And, Justin, what are you disguised as?
I'm just sitting there.
Yeah, eating his food.
Daintily eating.
Not even phased.
Nope,
by the,
nope, yeah. Not paying attention. Sweating under my illusion.
Quietly peeing my pants, trying to eat salad.
Lady Gresk, you seem to be uninterrupted during your meal. Is our audience not good enough for you?
I will put my fork and knife down and I will just look over at Lord Gresk and not say anything.
My wife is not a part of our business. She is simply here for the pleasure of traveling upon this, what I thought was going to be fine, Cornelius, craft.
Cornelius is so sweating bullets. Like,
you could just see through his shirt at this point.
Probably going to die.
Lord Gresk, I do believe we were promised cake as well.
Yes. Cornelius, I believe cake is the only promise you've come through with. Generals, if you would like a piece of cake, I do believe it is recommended. And then perhaps we can conclude our business here, and I can continue my travel up on to meet the brothers.
The other guard looks over to the female guard and says,
"Well, I think we got our head count. I say we stay and have a piece of cake first before we leave."
If you don't mind, do you fancy some scotch?
I don't want to catch the place on fire.
I mean, I was going to offer you a bottle. I have in my room. I got to have Cornelius go get it.
I prefer fire water.
How about this? Cornelius, 2 bottles of your finest fire water on us. We'll get that. Anything they order on us as well.
We'll get that right away.
It better be right away.
So hard to find good help. I'm sure you've gone through similar struggles.
They're both in the... They just both just scurry to the kitchen. And they grab themselves cake and start eating. And they're just sitting there. What do you guys do? While they're just not paying much mind to you.
Perhaps it might interest you to see this halfling we have brought with us and maybe give him a swift kick just to remind him his place or something. I know I like to go do that.
Again, brother, we do want to make sure we give it to the three brothers.
Oh, that's right. Perhaps we don't want to ruin the surprise.
I mean, it's no longer...
It's not much of a surprise, but...
Lord Kresk.
Maybe we'll have Cornelius come back and you can give him a swift kick.
Just in case. Underneath the
illusion. I am selling Cornelius.
Cornelius hears you through the door. He's not coming back.
Underneath the illusion, Dutch has his hand like right on the pistol, but on the illusion, it just looks like it's on his hip.
Yeah.
Just like casually sitting.
Eating cake.
They're just.
Not trying to pull a fast one on this one. I'm too deep.
Timothy, say excuse me. Meep. Meep. He's learning well. He's taught by his father not to speak throughout this entire trip. Obviously, we don't want to do anything to upset three brothers.
And of course, the first rule of business, as I was taught by my father, is not to speak until you understand the situation. I'm afraid Timothy is not quite, bright.
Gresk, are you still speaking while I'm trying to eat my cake? I wrote your name down on the list. You are fine.
Oh, I'm very sorry. I was simply having polite cake conversation, but I can see that you are a man who enjoys his cake in silence.
And he literally just grabs it and puts it all in his mouth. This...
Like
they're just standing there at the bar, and you guys in your seats.
Cal, he just ate the rest of the cake for the whole trip.
Towering 20 feet.
That was a big zeppelin.
Must be made out of some sort of metal.
Like
lead
or something. This conversation is getting way too heavy for me.
Wow.
That was a
steal. I've been gearing up for that one for a while.
Steal of a joke.
All right. Well, we're out of here. And, all right, we're out of here. And, I guess we'll be seeing you again soon.
I do hope so. Business is a promising aspect, though I'm sure I've bored you with my business talk. I bid you a good day.
One more question.
Of course.
What is your first name? And what generation line are you?
Well, surely you have heard of Lord Gresk, his Kent Gresk.
Oh, the DM didn't see that coming.
What generation? First, second, third, 69th.
I guess what they're trying to say is that...
Do you mean to ask how long the Gresk name has been passed down?
Are you the original Gresk, the one that left, or are you his line?
I am he. I have been traveling.
Very well for over 100 years old.
Yes. Magic is a wonderful thing for those who know how to use it. I myself, of course, not so much, but with the right gold, anything's possible.
And when he hears the word magic, he's like, shrugs.
Magic.
Well, okay.
And the two fire giants exit the cabin. And Cornelius...
Identity theft is no joke.
Millions of suffer every year.
Lifelock.
Cornelius and Jarvis walk to the back and they kind of help them out to their steeds.
Do one of them give him a swift kick?
No. And you guys watch out the window as they fly out ahead of you. Dutch towards will the castle.
Hold a finger up, making sure every single one that that was accounted for has left in sight.
So you count the two fire giants and you count the four horses that were flying behind them along with theirs that they are mounted to.
Oh, Cornelius, I'm sorry. I did not mean to put you at such risk, but as far as I know, that's what nobles do.
Yes, I think I need to change my uniform. I will be back soon, and all is forgiven.
I'll recommend the brown pants.
You've earned them.
You already have them, okay.
You should have a piece of cake while you're back there.
Yeah.
I believe the rule was not to talk around men. Let's keep it that way for you.
Do you guys drop or keep it?
Keep it. Last 8 hours, I've already done it.
Kind of look down and go. Eh.
And
could be worse. I could look like you.
Could be worse. I could look like you.
Zediak, you mostly don't
you
look like yourself.
You want to keep on talking like that, boy?
Like what?
Like you're all Mr. Innocent.
I'm like innocent. Look at me. I'm a little boy.
Yeah, I would appreciate you saying.
Hey, talking about normal voice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you did a mighty fine job there.
I definitely went to acting school and everything.
Probably. I could tell.
The terror on your face was palpable.
I've been told that.
It's a good thing Uncle taught me all these big words.
It's a good thing you have a good bonus to performance.
Yep. It's a good fat thing bonus. You have a fat bonus. You advantage on it. Last time I talk.
Dutch, I never said I was innocent.
But you act like it. That's the thing. You act like you're more better than me. I know I'm a piece of shit. I've lived this life long enough to know that I'm not the best man. But you know what? I'm trying to help. Trying to be. Letting those cowards live out there just so that they could get forced to do their job again. You also made a promise, by the way, that we would get rid of them, expose of them. What was that about? You just gonna keep promises you want to keep and not keep them? You gonna attack your so-called teammates? And you, I thought you were at least a good one, wanted to talk first. But no, you just want to throw this handy-dandy magic at people. You guys left me to charge. You guys specifically left me to do it. You guys didn't want to do it because you guys don't like getting your hands dirty. Until when it's convenient for you.
You're right, Dutch. It wasn't right of me to interfere with you like that, and I wasn't prepared for what was happening there, and I was caught off guard, and well, as for using magic, you would totally do it too.
Would I? Because I didn't.
If you could, I'm gonna minor illusion a fireball and just juggle it. You would totally do this all the time.
So you mean in the sense of a general aspect, not just in the moment?
Yes. If you could use magic, you would constantly find shortcuts. You would not believe how many things I've just skipped because I can just make people think I've done them. Showering?
And Dutch?
Thing of the past.
Wait, so it wasn't me this entire time?
And Dutch, that's the crux of this issue, is I gave you a nout. You didn't have to do what you were doing. We had someone who we knew would talk. But you chose to go with your way, whatever you want to call that.
Who was the person that was going to talk?
the other one. I explained to you that he would have told the truth. All you had to do was ask him.
You wanted to let him go because he had a family, right? You wanted to let him go because you could see the innocence in his eyes that what he was doing, he really didn't care for it, and that he was a good guy deep inside. Am I right?
I trust that there is good in people, yes.
Yeah, well, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you, if you don't mind, a story of a...
This is really amusing that you still look like Lady Grisk.
Of a girl.
I'm a guy. Johnny, can you drop this since we don't have to do this anymore? I know you're enjoying it, but...
All right. If they come back, it's going right back up.
That's fine. Poof. You make him a little uglier next time.
For...
He literally just looks like himself in fancy clothes.
Four adventurers. Kind of doing the same similar thing that the Jaegers are doing. Hold on, excuse me one second. Alright.
Cornelius!
That whiskey! Kind of newbies, not knowing exactly what's right from wrong, trying to learn how this world works and all that, just adventuring, just have the time of their life. Correction, there's five. My bad. Five total. Kind of similar situation. They capture a guard who was supposed to be their enemy. You can argue who was a good guy, who was a bad guy, just perception and all that jazz. But the guard had information for them. So, they tried to interrogate them. The guard told the truth. Did the whole have a family, have kids. I don't want to do it, but it's my job. Well, they decided to let him go. Later on, let's say, what was it? Three nights later, the group of five was sleeping inside of a tavern, you know, celebrating, got the information what they need, got the job done, thinking they made a new ally. Turns out a swarm of guards come into that tavern as well. The group tries to disband. One of them doesn't make it. Guards catch him. Guards torture the person. Guards do worse things that your faint heart wouldn't like. Guards cut off their head, put it on a spike in the middle of town for those four people to see. Guess who was the guard? Gosh, dang it! Guess who was the guard that ordered to do that? The one they let get away. The one they gave a second chance. Who wasn't? It was just his job to do what he had to do, otherwise he would die. Now, I'm not saying that every guard out there who works for some king or some fancy person who sits on a throne is too lazy to do stuff himself is bad. No, I do believe there are some good guards out there, but I also believe that if you believe in something, no matter what, you will stand up for it. In this world, there are two kinds of people. There are people who live like cowards or die like heroes. That guard right there, living like a coward. Every word he spat out to you, he couldn't leave. He couldn't do this. He had a family. Well, guess what? We left. We fought our way out. We got seeked help that we needed. What's stopping him from asking for help? What's stopping him from letting those tabaxi go? Well, all those fellas are dead. And you just let that guy walk scot-free right in front of the person you made a promise to. Now, I'm not saying you need to follow my way of life. No, but you have no right to come and attack me when we're supposed to be partners. I didn't raise a single fist at you. And boy, howdy, I sure did want to. Trust me, I've been itching for a good bar fight. Wouldn't have killed you. Not worth it. You done nothing that extreme to me. You only gave me a couple cuts, but luckily Cal here can fix them up easily. You want to know why I push you so much? You want to know why I call you out specifically? Why I like to quote-unquote pick on you? Because I see a lot of myself in you. That man in that story I told you, undecisive, wanted to see the good in people, wanted to give everyone the best chance they deserved. And if they didn't deserve it, still wanted to give it to them just because of that golden heart you have. And guess what it gave him? His best friend, head stuck on a spike in the middle of a town, stabbed in the back several times, left out to die in the desert. What was that ocean called? The one in the... It doesn't matter.
Endless Sea?
Yeah, the big water place.
Big water place. I'm pushing you because I see potential in you. I'm pushing you because I know with the right, just the right amount of push, you can become the leader that all these people look up for you to be. But for some reason, you just push it away. You don't want it for some reason. Why is that?
Because I'm not strong enough.
Alright. Raise your hand if you think Zayak could kick your hiney in a fight. In a full-out fight to the death.
Fluffy's tail raises.
After that little fireworks you displayed, I've been hunting you guys down for God knows how long. Gods, sorry. I've seen the powers you can do. What I saw right next to you, you've never done that. Now, for some reason, he hasn't been around that long, so I take his word that he's never seen it. He just assumed that's normal.
Seen what?
The whole wing. You weren't there, were you? You weren't there when he did the wings and all that?
Yeah, he was. He was.
There's wings, though.
Yeah, those wings. You never saw them before?
He was a T-Rex.
You saw the peanut brain size. I'm not sure that affects, does it?
When you mean when I transform into the big T-Rex?
Yeah, he sprouted wings.
He did. When I transform like that, you become that thing for a while, so I mean...
My apologies.
Awareness isn't 20/20 in hindsight.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Yeah. Try to be sneaky. By the way, I do have to admit that was a good performance.
I'm an artist.
Get credit where credit is due. Has he ever done that?
I haven't seen Zidiac do that personally, no. But I do know that he has contact with beings beyond what I understand. And I know that he has learned some things from these beings, like our friend, whose name I don't mention anymore. I think...
You could say, what you guys are saying is true, then I'm sure she's alive.
Oh, okay. Well, like our friend Estella, who was strangely in contact with the Raven Queen, and sometimes she killed people, and I didn't understand why, but I knew that there was something behind it. And I know that Zediak is in contact with something that I don't understand. And so sometimes he does things, but I trust that he's not just being strange. That's my job.
Now, let me also get this straight. You guys have slayed giants, right?
Yes.
You're slaying, I don't know, what is the last thing I heard? Some centaur sort of deal?
I know about a dragon that we slayed.
I did hear about that.
We did kill a dragon.
Slay the dragon.
I actually exploded it with fire, yeah.
Well, you see, this dragon was allergic to asphalt, and we gave it a big taste.
You fought.
Did not react well.
You seen Zediak right here in front of you, right?
Yes, this one.
Yes, this one right here.
Mm-hmm. Wait, there aren't other Zediaks, right?
No.
Yeah, then this one.
So you want to look at me straight in the eye and tell me the reason why you want to pretend you don't have this strength is because you don't think you're strong enough? You think someone who's not strong enough would be here? You think someone who's not strong enough would have the balls to come out and attack their partner when they are standing up for something they believe in? You need to give yourself more credit, boy.
I think that Mr. Zediak is referring more to a lack of strength of character, because I have actually seen him do some things that are very impressive, and I'm sure if Cornelius was a threat to us, he would throw him out of this zeppelin with no questions asked. No offense, Cornelius.
So no cake.
No, bring the cake here. I want some cake. After that, we deserve a cake.
But you are right. And Zediak is slow to rise to the occasion. But when he does, and again, very slow to rise to the occasion, but once he's committed to his course, well, I wouldn't stand in his way.
Got something. Thinking of something.
Is it cake? Because now I'm kind of thinking about cake.
I mean, we're all thinking about cake, let's be honest.
Cal, do you want to go make sure we get some cake?
Oh, whip us up a cake.
Okay, thank you, Cal.
Zediak.
Cal goes into the kitchen.
Come to the door with me. Cornelius, come here too.
Alright.
Please don't actually throw Cornelius out. I'm beginning to enjoy him.
Yeah, Jarvis goes into...
We've really been threatening Cornelius a lot in the past couple minutes.
Gonna go to the doors where the fire giants left. Now, I have a what would you call it? A ace up my sleeve. A guarantee way for us to get by, fully convincing. No fighting up there. We just talk. We get what we need. We leave. But the only way for to do that, and he grabs Cornelius by the scruff of the back of the neck of his collar.
Yeah.
Opens the door, just kind of not fully push him, but like,
I'm sorry, Cornelius.
Basically, like, if I let go, he's gonna die. We do need a sacrifice. Now, don't think any of us should be sacrificed, because if we do need a brawl battle, well, he seems to be the only ones that we could fight. Right? Is that right, Cornelius?
Yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Now, the sacrifice does require a soul. Guard seems to be part of your crew, so I don't want to offer him up. But, this fine fella. Cornelius, be honest. Do you have a family?
Yes. Yeah, I have a family.
I said be honest.
I'm being honest.
How many kids?
I don't have any kids.
No kids?
I'm single.
You just said you had a family.
Yeah, mom, dad, brother.
I meant a family as in, like, settle down, like, grow up and...
I'm 17, sir.
So, it would be a, something assumption that you are a virgin as well. Be honest.
No, are you going to pull me back up?
Just answer the question.
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Because that's what we need. Now, this guarantees none of your parties that. We go in there. We get what we need. We come back. Get your Estella friend. I get to see if Twilight's still alive. But I need you to decide. Do I let this fella go?
You mean if you drop him out, there's something that will happen?
And he pulls out a metal box. It's like kind of a square, if you will. Probably size of a hand. pulls it from his pocket. Was ever in it in here? Guarantee us. That we make it out alive. We make it out no scratches. Now, I need you to make a decision fast. My arm's getting kind of tired. And I'm pretty sure Cornelius has a...
Sir, whatever you need, I just...
I cannot hear you. That wind is blowing pretty fast.
And he's like kind of grabbing at your arm, trying to pull himself back up. But he's not strong enough.
I don't believe in guarantees.
So you believe that there's a chance that even if I let him go, something's going to happen?
I'm saying I don't believe that if you let him go, what you say will happen.
Now, is it that because that's what you believe in, or is it just because of me?
It's what I believe in.
He's going to yank him back inside, throw him on the ground, shut the door.
And he just kind of like crawls for a minute before picking himself up and just like darts back in to the main seating room.
As he... Can I like stop him for a minute?
Yeah.
I'm going to give him 10 platinum.
What?
Okay.
We put homie through a lot in the past 20 minutes.
But Dutch...
I'm sorry, Cornelius. Get out of here. It's not safe around us.
Well, listen, I was trying to teach you right there. There is no guaranteeing anyone's words. What I just made was a bunch of BS. There is no guarantee that we're going to make these giants and all of us alive. One of us is certainly going to die. But, trust your gut. You made the call that no matter what I said, some skeptical, whatever you want to call it, gut feeling. I could have killed that guy right in front of you. But you did not believe the words I said. Now, if I was a guard telling you, a slave owner telling you, I changed my ways, would you pull the same thing? Would you say, no, there's no guarantee that you would do that?
I trust my intuition. It depends on the person. I think some would change, some wouldn't.
Sorry, this is just terrible. Noticing the note taking.
Gotta get caught up. There's a lot of stuff going on.
And puts the square thing back in his pocket.
That being said, I'm not one to offer someone else's life for my benefit. If I knew something would guarantee success or change, I wouldn't offer somebody else up for it. I would do it myself.
These folks, and this is, I'm guessing this is just us two talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other two aren't around.
I think Johnny kind of saw and then went back into...
He requested a moment with Zediac, so I let it happen.
Yeah.
And I was...
Poked in, saw...
I saw what was going on. I was like, oh, am I going to have to polymorph Cornelius to save him? And then he turned out to be okay, so...
Yeah.
These guys need a leader. The other two aren't here. Estelle seems to have... I swear, if it is Estella, I will buy you all the finest top of the line whiskey. But this group isn't going to last long without someone taking charge. And I'm not part of your group. I have my own crew. And I know overstepping boundaries as the person taking charge. I don't want to do that. What Johnny did, no offense to Johnny, I really do respect his performance, but I don't think he should be the man of reason for this group. For someone who can't get your name right.
Fair assessment.
Johnny is 19. He does not belong in charge.
You seem to have power within you. You seem to have power without you. You need to give yourself more credit. But, that being said, you attack me again. Any reason, I'm not holding back.
Fair enough.
I'll do my thing if you guys need it. If you request it, I won't step on your toes and take charge like I've been doing. That's my apologies. Just kind of used to that. Living on your own, you kind of have come up with stuff on the fly. But I need you guys to take charge. They need a leader. Cal seems to be more of the muscle. Johnny seems to be more of the face. What are you? And by face, I mean like master, like, you know.
Public relations.
Yeah, that's it. They need a Mr. Grisk. They need a Lord Grisk. They don't need a Brother Grisk. They don't need a Timothy. They don't need a Mrs. Grisk. They need a Lord Grisk. Like I don't know. We're in the stars right now. They need a Star Lord of some sort.
Good God.
And a cable girl.
And Lexington.
Star Man.
Lord of Stars.
Hey, there we go.
Magic Light in the Sky King.
The off-brand version.
Burning you? Ball of Gas Lord.
It's like Admiral Texture.
Lieutenant Flavor.
Okay. I don't like it, but I see your point.
Well, if that's the case, I think I've done enough talking for a little bit. Feel kind of awkward. I'm going to go sit down. I, too, am going to talk to Cornelius and hope he is all right. I will admit, it is kind of a dick move on my part, but I need you to believe me. What are you, dinner not? I hope I'd make a good performer, just like Johnny. I swear, he needs to watch his tone. There was a couple times where I thought he was gonna let it slip. Seemed to be doing it right. Seemed to be more confident in me in that role than I am in that, my role that I was.
I trust Johnny.
Mistake number one.
The other two on the other.
And I'm gonna follow that up with, and I hope I don't regret saying that.
The other two on the other hand. And them Kree, I don't know much about them. I know the family name. I've worked with the family name of, Adam Carlisle, was it?
Something Adam like Vaughn, that. Alistar Carlisle, Shadecrest the 8th.
Shadecrest the 7th, whatever. I know that family name. I've worked with them. Not sure if I trust them. I mean, they pay good. Kree, I've heard of his crew. A couple pirates. Nothing too big. The faithful Jaegers are making a name for themselves. You two seem... You and Johnny seem to be the only consistent ones. You can make a good name for yourself, whether you want to be a wanted people. Seems like we're going to be liberating some folks. That'd be some good, what is the term I'm looking for? Promoting yourselves.
Public representation.
There we go. Thank you, voice who isn't listening to this.
Thank you, Siri.
Yeah. I'm more of a Google man myself.
Hey, can I go Cortana. Google myself? I really like to think that Fluffy is just kind of sitting nearby, and anytime you bring up anything that's relevant to me, I just yells,
"Hey, Fluffy, let me know."
Well, Dutch, I'll take it into consideration. There's a lot riding on this, and I don't know how it's going to go, but like I said, I think there's a different way to do things.
I'll let you give you guys a chance. I'll let you do that. When push comes to shove, you need and we need to do what I need to do, don't question it. But I will let you guys talk it out first. Seem to be a mortal fan of that. And I'll let you guys try it out. Who knows? Prove me wrong. Please, I hope to the gods you do. Really don't want to mess up one of these puppies on the side.
Talking would be nice, but my gut tells me that's not where it's going to end.
I'd say trust your gut. And he pats his shoulder. Cal better not be eating all the cake. And goes walking back to the table.
And I'll stay there looking out the window.
We consistently know to tell Cal not to eat everyone's food. This is becoming a running thing, and I am committed to it now.
A gentleman comes into the lobby cabin where you all are seated, whoever chose to go back there. Some maybe have not. And is speaking with Jarvis. He looks more like the pilot. And you hear him say, "We'll be at the Emerald Castle in about 15 minutes. We're pulling up on bay."
I thought we had a whole other day.
And whether or not they load or not tonight is a different story, but we'll be docking soon. And then he proceeds to leave, and Jarvis pulls over Cornelius, and you guys can vaguely hear him telling Cornelius that. And Cornelius then gathers whoever's there and presents that we're going to be docking in the evening, coming in 15 minutes. We pan out side the Zephyr, and you see dark skies. You see a overhead view of this green crystal emerald castle as a Zephyr goes to pull in and dock on this clouded bridge. You see the faint, fiery flickers of nightmares flying around in the sky, mounted with fire giants, along with green emerald caped cloud giants sitting at the post watching the air. You can look down as there's some faint openings of the clouds as the wasteland's torches kind of flicker faintly up into the sky. You see the sea glimmering off of Crystal Rock, and you see the beaches by Gulliver's and the Woodland Hills. We flash into the bedroom with Sparrow, Estella, and Twilight as they gather themselves and they hear loud footprints or steps come, and a huge 30-foot wooden door creak open, and you see the bottom of two huge leather boots. And we conclude chapter 2, Chasing Giants. And we'll see you next week for chapter 3, The Emerald Sky. Thank you for listening.
If you'd like to know more, follow us on Facebook or Instagram at The Sleight of Hand Podcast, and on Twitter at The Sleight of Hand PC, or write a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to contact us, our email is thesleightofhandpodcast@gmail.com. All content is created and owned by The Sleight of Hand Podcast. All artwork created for podcast are illustrated by Deco on Instagram at onebluewolf_AD or www.artstation.com/onebluewolf. Rules as played are based on D&D 5th edition mechanics. Stay rad and happy gaming.